Shema Israel.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamp to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light, the National Broadcasting Company, and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our program today, Miracle in the Mellah, was written by Sylvia Berger.
The street where I was born in Casablanca in Morocco has a sweet and fragrant sounding name, Boulevard Jasmine. Can't you just smell it? The air heavy and sweet with the honeyed fragrance of the star white flowers, a fragrance so... You can't? Well, you needn't really try, because if you want to know the truth, the odor for which our little boulevard is famous is neither jasmine nor sweet. It is really more an odor of, Zipporah!
Hello?
What would you say about the boulevard, Jasmine?
Say about what?
Our street, Zipporah. How would you describe it?
It's a street. People live there.
The mood of it, Zipporah. You know, the smell, the pervading atmosphere of our little boulevard.
The mood, the smell, the pervading atmosphere of our little boulevard. I'd call it the stink of misery.
Zipporah, I'm afraid, has a tendency to be a little direct. But then Zipporah is a businesswoman. You can see Zipporah's establishment any time you walk down our little boulevard, third from the corner opposite the ghetto water tap.
Pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, penny soda, fresh pumpkin seeds.
It was Zipporah, you know, who took me in when I became an orphan. Not that being an orphan on the Boulevard Jasmine is such an ay-ay-ay, you understand. Oh, no. Gives you no distinction at all. As a matter of fact, in the Mellah, the ghetto of Casablanca, if there's one thing a child has, it's a chance to become an orphan. How many orphans are there on our street alone, Zipporah?
Which side of the street?
Oh, any side, both sides. How many orphans?
Well, let me see. We'll start with the orphans on the south side. Chayala the orphan is one, David is two, Michael with the roulette wheel is three. Then there are the six of Mendel the salt peddler, that's six, and three is nine, that's nine. Then there are Rochelle...
Now, how is that, How's that for a street of distinction? Nine orphans, and we haven't even covered one side of the street as yet. But if you think orphans are the boulevard's only claim to fame, why, try our little street for smells sometime. Bilge water, wash water, solid garbage, liquid garbage, stale, wool stale, fish stale. Well, anyway. Oh, and did you meet the royalty of Boulevard Jasmine? Why, sure. Didn't you know? It's every man a prince on the Boulevard Jasmine. Take me. My mother named me Chaya, from the Hebrew word for life. But the day I was born, I got a crown and a title, Chayala the Orphan, because the day my mother gave me life, she died. Oh, who are some of the other royalty on our street, Zipporah?
David the Mute.
Oh, David got his title at the age of four when he wandered out of the ghetto. What happened to David that day we never found out, because from that day on, David couldn't speak.
And Michael with the roulette wheel.
Oh, a genuine prince of the boulevard, that one. Michael with the roulette wheel.
All right, folks, stop right up. Pick your number and place your bet. Put your money on that lucky number.
Oh, there he is. Michael with the roulette wheel. Orphaned at the age of eight, what does he do? Does he beg, starve, die of hunger like any ordinary orphan on any ordinary ghetto street? Oh, not Michael. Not an orphan of the Boulevard Jasmine. He finds himself a broken roulette wheel, puts it together, and before the day's over, he's supporting his mother and his baby sister with the proceeds of a fine little gambling business. Oh, he even took on an assistant. Who? David the Mute.
Right up, folks. Step right up. Put your penny on the lucky number and double your fortune on the Wheel of Chance. Here you are. For heaven's sake, David, put down your penny. Pick your number and place your bet.
Oh, poor David. How he hated giving up that penny so many times a day. But what can he do? A job is a job. And for David the Mute, it was the only job. Because where else could he earn a salary and still be silent as a sardine?
Salt. I sell salt. Salt, ladies. Nice, clean salt. Somebody. Salt. Anybody.
Mendel the Salt Peddler, otherwise known by the title of Mendel with the Watery Smile. How he got his royal title, Mendel can tell you himself.
Ever since I was 6 years old, I have been selling salt. Did you know that, Hyla?
I knew it, Mendel.
Right here, on this little shady spot in the miller. You could find me here every single day, except the Sabbath, from the day I was six. Salt, anybody? Nice, clean salt, ladies. So what do you think happens to me one day?
I don't know.
What can happen to a man who's been selling salt from the day he was six? Nothing. But to me, it was something. All of a sudden, one day, I get this funny idea in my head that if I say salt, ladies, one more time, I'll drop dead. Right here on this little shady spot in the miller. Did you ever hear of a more impractical idea for a salt peddler?
It's impractical.
It certainly is impractical. What good is a dead salt peddler to his children? So, if I can't afford to drop dead, I better stop thinking about my salt. So to stop thinking about what I'm doing, I start thinking of what I would like to do. What would I like to do? I'd like to talk to my wife. So, in my mind, I start talking to my wife. I'm talking, she's answering. We're discussing the children, and her voice is so gentle. Her ideas are so sweet. So loving. I can't help myself. I'm smiling from ear to ear. But that very minute, like a slap in the face, my mind cries, Mendel, you crazy man. Your wife died of TB. Did you know my wife died of TB, Hyle?
I knew, Mendel.
So my eyes begin to sting, smart. To keep myself from crying, I start measuring my salt, weighing, measuring. But I still feel as if any minute the tears will be falling. Did you ever see what happens to salt when it gets wet, Hyla?
It melts.
If salt melts, my business melts with it. So if I can't afford to cry, I'd better think of something that will cheer me up. What will cheer me up? My children. I turn my eyes to my children playing around me in the street like I don't know what. Like children. And I start to smile again. But my eyes are still wet. So, that's why my smile is always a little watery. Mendel with the watery smile.
Here we are, the royalty of Boulevard Jasmine in the Mellor of Casablanca. If our life seems a little bleak to you, it's the best we had. And like a tree will force water from a rock, if that's the only way it can survive, so we orphaned princelings of the Casablanca ghetto twisted our misery into the shape of glory and persuaded each other that what we didn't have, we didn't want.
For people like us, there's nothing like life on the Boulevard Jasmine. Right, Hyla?
Right, Michael.
So the children on the other side of the ghetto wall had fine beds to sleep in. You have a fine bed to sleep in, you have to make it every morning. Who wants to make a bed every morning? Do you, Hyla?
Not I.
Me neither. They tell me about the food they eat. All that rich food with the meat and the vegetables. You eat a lot of food, you have a lot of dishes to wash. You realize how much time a man can waste washing dishes?
Oh, a lot of time.
Days on end. So they've got schools to go to with books and pencils. You go to school with a teacher and with books. The first thing you know, the teacher is forcing you to read those books and do homework. What fun is it to do homework?
Oh, no fun at all.
I saw one boy, he was wearing white shoes. White shoes, Chayla. The glare gave you a headache. There are children outside the ghetto. They wear all different color shoes. Brown, black, white. New shoes with laces that tie in bows.
I've seen them.
When you have shoes, the first thing you have to do is buy polish. You have bare feet, you don't need polish. Bare feet is self-polishing. Am I right, Chayla?
You're right, Michael.
Sure, that's what I say. For people like us, Chayla, there's nothing like life on the boulevard. No shoes to shine, no beds to make, no hands to wash.
No head, no tongue, no hands, no feet, if that's the way it suits you. For the orphans on the Boulevard Jasmine, every day is Saturday. But how do they say it? Well, there's a fly for every ointment, and the fly in our ointment was Mendel the salt peddler. Will he leave us alone to starve in peace? Will he let us enjoy the juice we stew in? Not Mendel.
I don't know. Zipporah, I don't know.
What is it you don't know, Mendel?
What does it all mean?
Somebody's asked you lately?
Nobody has to ask me. I can ask myself.
Then you will do yourself a favor, Mendel, and stop looking for the answer.
How can I stop?
You stop by stopping. You just stop.
Just like that. I wake up in the morning, I see the children in the street with air in their pockets.
Better than holes in their heads.
Does it have to be one or the other? I look at the children and I think, in another year, in another 2 years, my daughters will be standing right here in this little shady spot in the Mella, selling salt and pumpkin seeds. Do you know what that thought does to me, Zipporah?
I know, Mendel.
It makes me feel as if my head is blowing off, right here on top.
In that case, Mendel, I would be careful about taking off my hat.
There were only a way out. If I could see a sign, the tiniest sign that says things will pick up for them. But what is there? Nothing. Not a sign. Not a dream. Not a chance. They can't even read. Doesn't it bother you, Zipporah, that so many children on the street can't even read?
To sell salt, you have to read and write?
A human being, Zipporah, is more than a machine for dispensing of salt and pumpkin seeds. A man has to see a future in his life. What future is there for the children in the ghetto?
You want my advice, Mendel?
You'll give it to me whether I want it or not.
Then my advice to you is, leave the future alone. Once you let yourself stop thinking about the children's future in the Mella, the same thing will happen to you that happened to me. You'll grow as bitter as a stick of horseradish.
Listen to them, will you? Zipporah the pumpkin seed magnet, Mendel the salt tycoon, bristling with opinions on conditions and the future.
I was thinking, Zipporah.
Again?
What does a child have to look forward to here in the Mella?
Oh, please, Mendel. If it's the future again, leave me alone. I've got troubles enough now.
That's what I mean. You were once a child, Zipporah.
So my mother told me.
But where are you now? Right here beside Mendel the salt peddler. A child in the Mella, Zipporah, is like a kitten in a well. Get it out fast, or it'll drown.
How do you like him? Mendel the philosopher. A nice way to look at his children and their friends. I mean, on the very face of it, it's ridiculous. Where in the Mella would you find enough water to fill a well, let alone drown a cat? 100 families lining up at a single water tap for their washing water, cooking water, drinking water, bathing water, and Mendel is seeing kittens in a well.
Did you hear the rumors, Zipporah?
Oh, there he goes again. The snake in the Garden of Eden. Now it's rumors.
They say there's going to be a change of government in Morocco.
Who says?
What's the difference? Who says? It is said.
That there's going to be a change of government in Morocco?
That's what is said.
Impossible.
Why impossible?
Because it cannot happen.
Why can't it happen?
Because if it happens, you know what will happen in the ghetto?
There are children listening, Zipporah.
I'm not saying anything. All I'm saying is, whenever the wind changes in Morocco, who gets it in the neck? We do. When the crops fail, when a horse falls, when a dog bites a man, where do they take out their anger?
You will frighten the children, Zipporah.
That's why I say it can't happen, because I don't want to frighten the children.
Frighten the children? Oh, as if a child in a ghetto has never heard of massacres and pogroms. As if Petit Jean had never happened. Is there a child in the Mella who will ever forget the night of Petit Jean? That steaming August night. The 3rd of August it was. In the ghetto of Casablanca, the airless caves we called home were restless with dreams that night of food we hungered for, of laughter we never laughed in the day, of friends returning from long journeys, of parents returned from the grave. Yet even our sweetest dreams were heavy with dread, a nameless dread that sealed our eyelids, that was thick in our nostrils, that clung like smoke to our hair.
Chayale, wake up! Wake up!
And suddenly in my dream there stood Zipporah, and she was wearing all her dresses.
Chayale, you must wake up.
Oh, Zipporah, it's night.
But it's time to get up.
What happened? What are you carrying your pumpkin seeds for?
We are leaving, Chayale. Put on both your dresses.
Leaving where? Where are we going?
Hurry, Chayale. There's a rumor going around.
What rumor? What happened, Zipporah?
We've got to run, Chayale.
Where are we running?
We'll run to Petit Jean.
And here we are, playing the well-known game of the ghetto called running. Where are we running from? We're running from Casablanca. Where are we running to? To Petit Jean. With our dresses and our bread and our pumpkin seed, we're carrying our souls for safekeeping to Petit Jean. But who is this running toward us? It's Mendel. Mendel, the salt peddler, with his orphans and his sacks of salt. He's running too, but he's running away from Petit Jean.
Mendel, what are you doing?
I'm running with the children.
But you're running the wrong way.
It's wrong?
You are running back to Casablanca.
Well, where are you running?
I am running to Petit Jean.
I think we can both stop running, Zipporah.
Stop?
There is no place to run.
But Petit Jean, everybody says the place to run is Petit Jean.
There's been a massacre in Petit Jean.
No.
7 of our friends were beaten to death.
No, Mendel. No. No!
No place to run. No place to hide. Not even for an orphan. An orphan princess of the mellow streets. There must be some place. A dog, a cat, a bird has a nest, a place to hide. No place, Zipporah. No hiding place, Mick.
In a country where you're welcome, you're safe wherever you are. But in a place such as this, you will never stop running.
Oh, you wretched man. Miserable creature of the ghetto nightmares. Filling my heart with despair. Filling my mouth with a taste of ashes. With a bitter taste of fear. Why do I say it's Mendel?
Chayale, quick.
The terror has always been with us.
We've got to run, Chayale. We've got to run for our lives.
The terror never leaves us here in the Mela, in our ghetto in Morocco. It runs with us in the streets. It sleeps with us in our caves. It has made David a mute, and Michael a gambler, and Zipporah a cynic, and broken the gentle heart of Mendel the salt peddler. It has robbed us of our past and stolen our future.
Chayale! Chayale the orphan!
Let him call. What can he have to tell me, the gambler with the wheel?
A rumor, Chayale!
Another rumor.
This is a good rumor, Chayale!
Now he's dreaming.
A rumor that is no rumor!
Now he's crazy as well. They can leave me alone. With their rumors and their fantasies, they can leave me alone.
Chayale, what are you doing here? We must hurry.
Again, hurry.
They have sent us a messenger, Chayale, in the synagogue.
From heaven?
A messenger from heaven, Chayale.
What did I say?
Better than heaven, Chayale. A messenger from Israel.
Oh, now Israel is opening negotiations with the Boulevard Jasmine.
Don't you want to hear the messenger, Chayale?
I should break my heart over another rumor. Let them hear the messenger themselves.
Chayale, what are you doing here?
I live here, so to speak.
Why aren't you in the synagogue?
It isn't Friday night.
But the messenger, don't you want to see the messenger?
The messenger from heaven?
From Israel, from Ruth Alia. You've heard about Euthalia, Chayala?
I've heard a lot of rumors in my time.
What rumors? Euthalia's no rumor. You mean to tell me you don't know about... Chayala, do you know how many thousands of children Euthalia has saved?
I'm not going.
Children like you, Chayala. Orphans, homeless.
I'm not going.
Chayala.
I'm not going. Let them call. I'm not going. Let them listen to their messengers themselves. I may be motherless and fatherless and luckless and homeless, but I'm not witless. I'm not going. So, if I'm not going, what am I doing here in the synagogue? Squeezed in like a needle in a bundle of hay. What are you doing here, Mendel, the salt peddler? Zipporah, the pumpkin seed merchant? Michael with the roulette wheel, David the mute? What are you listening for? Why are you sitting and staring like people in a dream?
You ask yourself, who is this man? Why is he here? I am here with the Youth Aliyah team of Hadassah to rescue the orphaned children of Morocco. I know it will be hard for you to let them go, the orphans whom you have taken in and loved. I know. I too once wandered in the streets of Casablanca, homelessness beating my feet, fear on my breath. But Youth Aliyah, this organization created specifically for the salvation of our homeless, orphaned youth, came to me here in the Mela, as I am now coming to you, and they took me by the hand, as I would take your children by the hand.
This is a dream. This is a dream that only a ghetto Jew can dream.
And they led me out of the Mela, and they brought me to a land where I will never be landless again. I, who have trembled with ghetto homelessness, know the contentment of a home. My home in Israel.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I, who have been rootless, am rooted among my people. My days which were aimless are vigorous with promise.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
I, who was despised, have seen the splendor of my image as a human being. A human being and a Jew.
Who is crying? Why is my face wet?
And now I am here to tell you that we can take into Israel 200 children.
We sit like puppets staring.
Orphan children, homeless children. We will feed them and give them homes and teach them to see the light that shines upon them.
Why, this is a miracle. Stand up, somebody. Say yes quickly before the miracle vanishes.
Please.
A voice. Please. From the farthest corner of the synagogue. Whose voice is this?
Please. Please.
Oh, it's David. David the mute is speaking. David is answering the messenger from Israel. Speak for us, David. Tell him, David. He's listening. The messenger from Israel is listening.
Help us. Help us.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Mrs. Eleanor Roosevelt, Chairman of the Board of Governors of the American Association for the United Nations and the World Patron of Youth Aliyah. Mrs. Roosevelt.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm certain you must have been as touched as I was by the dramatization Miracle in the Mela. I have recently visited the Casablanca Mela, and I have also seen the consummation of many a miracle in the Youth Aliyah camps and villages in Israel. Since Youth Aliyah was founded 23 years ago, Such miracles have happened to some 85,000 young people. They must continue to happen. I have always felt that Youth Alia is one of the creative undertakings in history, significant far beyond the borders of Israel. It has offered a warm welcome to many thousands of children in need of love and acceptance. Many of them had come from situations in Europe which made it seem impossible that they could ever become happy, normal citizens of Israel. But the impossible was accomplished, and love restored them mentally and emotionally, as well as physically. Of equal importance is the fact that Youth Alia, through its vocational and educational training, imbues its charges with a fervor and sense of responsibility without which Israel's young citizens would find it difficult to accept the hardship and toil needed to make the desert bloom. The vital work of Youth Alia must be carried on with even greater vigor in these days of international crisis. Hadassah, the Women's Zionist Organization of America, the official Youth Alia representative in the United States, has just received word from Youth Alia in Israel that within the next 12 months, 7,000 children from Egypt, Hungary, and Eastern European lands, as well as from North Africa, will be brought to Israel to begin a new life in a new land. Each of us can make miracles possible for these and other young people by our contributions to the vital work of Youth Alia. By contributing generously, you can help create a miracle every day for a child whose heart yearns for freedom on a yet distant horizon of life.
Thank you, Mrs. Roosevelt. Drama today, Miracle in the Mela, was written by Sylvia Berger. Cantor Robert Siegel sang the liturgical introduction. Featured in the cast were Beatrice Pons, Guy Repp, Michael Mann, Louis Sorin, and Susan Douglas. This is Mel Brandt. Our program was directed by Daniel Sutter. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.